Before the Maridi-Juba road was fixed, truck drivers say they used to spend up to a month traveling between Maridi and Juba. Now it takes one day. Amira Polo, a trader in Yambio Open Market, says between March and September, when heavy rains made the road between Yambio, Mundri and Maridi impassable, essential commodities became scarce in Maridi and Yambio and prices doubled. Apollo says since the end of September, when the Western Equatoria state leaders finished repairing the most damaged parts of the road, goods became affordable. A bar of soap, which cost 800 South Sudanese pounds 3 or 4 months ago, now sells for 300 South Sudanese pounds. A kilogram of salt, which used to cost 500 South Sudanese pounds, is now 250 South Sudanese pounds. And a kilogram of beans, which cost 1,000 South Sudanese pounds a few months ago, now costs 350 SSP, according to Apollo.
Life was difficult from March to September. Things were hard due to bad roads in Western Equatoria State, especially from Juba to the state. Our goods got stuck for several months between Barawol and Maridi. But thanks to the state authority for considering the well-being of the community.
Maridi County trader Baraka Ginana, who is a member of the Maridi County Youth League, says life is better now that traders can get to Juba in a day, buy all their goods and get back to town without worrying about getting stuck on the way.
I am happy for what the governor of Western Equatoria State has done for us traders, because our roads from the state to Juba had challenges, but now traders can move freely without thinking their trucks will get stuck on the way. I just came from Juba 2 days ago.
Daniel James Bokindo, the paramount chief of Maridi County, says dozens of trucks carrying food and other essential items during the rainy season used to break down on the Maridi-Mundri-Juba road.
We had 68 trucks which got stuck in Golobi, Longwa 1. We tried and closed potholes between Golobi and Longwa 1. But on our way to Barawol, the manpower we had got finished because road maintenance is not easy.
Bokindo says although the worst parts of the road have been repaired, more work needs to be done.
From Mambe to Barawol, there is still big holes which our hands could not fill. But since it is a dry season, vehicles can now move from Maridi to Juba in a day. But if those wider holes are not maintained, then we from Western Equatoria State, we may suffer from lack of things like salt, soap and oil. I appeal to the National Ministry of Roads to help us in Western Equatoria.
In September, Western Equatoria State Governor Alfred Futio-Karaba seized more than 30 million South Sudanese pounds from operational costs from the four defunct states of Maridi, Tombra, Amadi and Gudwe. Out of that amount, 10 million South Sudanese pounds was allocated for roads repair. For VOA News, I'm Seba Martin Murangi in Juba.